It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, everybody. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump, and it is today, Tuesday, February 27. Probably didn't have to say today, because it's always today when you're talking today. Anyway, no jokes for you folks, but we've got a couple of exciting announcements. Of course, we'll have our mock draft update as usual, and we've gotten a new state on the list, everybody. We have a new state checked off our list of states we haven't gotten listeners from. We'll announce that in a moment as well, as we're scratching them off the list. Just about a third of the United States left, so we've got a ways to go before we stop doing the podcast or sell the site for $1 million. I've put the word out to a few media sites that are looking to acquire sports websites that we are for sale at less than 0.5% of what The Ringer sold for. So keep that in mind. It's a bargain. Now, moving on to some of the announcements, I just wanted to comment on the NFL and their CBA contract negotiations going on with the league. The league is asking them to add a 17th game. Let me just put this in context from my point of view. This is like your work where you come in Monday through Friday saying, oh, every 3 weeks you got to come in on a Saturday or Sunday and you're going to get a little more money, but ultimately this is now obligatory. Now your work week has increased by a third of a day every week. We're not supposed to be going into more work. We're supposed to be going into less work. Okay? The NBA is talking about less regular season. The baseball season is talking about being less. Now, yes, those are 82 and 162 game seasons, but nonetheless, 16 games has been great, and I have many times explained 18 game season, two bye weeks for each team. Each team just plays 16 games, but the NFL gets a full additional week of broadcasting. But the NFL, the greed doesn't end. They get more in this scenario, but they want the most more they can get. They want no quarter given. They want every single drop of blood they can squeeze out of the stone. And that's the thing I don't understand about rich, greedy billionaires, is there is no end to the selfishness. So my suggestion for the NFL Players Association, do not take that deal. Propose the 18-week thing where you're not playing short weeks before Thursday games. You're getting two bye weeks to rest your body and wipe the weed restrictions out of the books altogether. That's what you do. And they'll do it eventually. There's too much money on the line for them. Tell them you'll miss the season. I know it's a hard line to take with such a short career, but these greedy bastard NFL owners should not increase your work amount. Okay. Especially when they're talking about safety. No comedy in there, folks. Sorry about that. Here's something kind of funny. The Red Sox, Chris Sale, starting the season on the injured list. That's just funny to me because I'm not a Red Sox fan. I'm a Yankees fan. Their cheating scandal is going to come up here in a couple weeks, and boy, am I going to be happy. So that's just my little petty moment there for a second. Thank you for indulging me that. Now let's move on, of course, to the big news, which, as I mentioned earlier, we have added a new state to our list of 50 states. And if you don't know, folks, we're looking to be listened to in all 50 states. And if we don't sell the website and podcast and the entire thing, which is basically what I just said, the website and the podcast, for $1 million, we may just shut this whole thing down if we get a listener from all 50 states. Now, it has to be within the last 2 years because those are the only stats they show me. But we really haven't been doing all that much before then, so here we go. Our state for today is the state of West Virginia. We want to thank the state of West Virginia, and not only are they downloading, we've got 4 downloads from them. So God bless West Virginia. Now, I was caught by surprise, didn't exactly know what we were going to do when we got these new states, but through a very brief text exchange with Quincy, who is the co-runner of the Sports Dump Enterprises, we were able to come up with just a few thoughts that come to mind, sports-wise, about West Virginia. And this music playing, I don't want you to think it's like stereotypical and bad, because ask my wife, I listen to more bluegrass music than any human being should, really. That's all I'll say. So as this plays under, I'm just going to go over a few things we remember. I remember, of course, Huggy Bear. And in my all-sports fantasy league, which is a story for another day, we, of course, took West Virginia the one season they didn't make the NCAA tournament, because that's what we always do in that league. That doesn't really appeal to you folks, but I'm just telling you that's what I thought of. I also thought of the mountains, and this music is indicative of that, and coal mines, and moonshine. So those are some things that come to mind for me. John Denver, of course, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah Valley. Pat White, of course, Pat White, ahead of his time, running quarterback, not much of a thrower. Rich Rodriguez, remember him, everybody? Now, Quincy remembered blowing a shot at the national championship by losing to Pitt in 07. He's a college football savant. I can't back that up, but it seems to be accurate just from the way he typed it. And that seems like a bad memory, so I apologize for that one. He also remembers Dana Holgorsen leaving for a Group of Five job. It is rare that a coach will leave a big power conference job for a smaller one. Dana did that, and then his quarterback immediately quit to transfer. Steve Slayton and Jeff Hostetler, he thinks. Well, that's enough of that. So that's West Virginia, and we want to thank you. And West Virginia listeners or listener, there's four downloads. I can't tell if it's four separate people or one person doing four or two people doing two each. There's a couple other combinations in there. Regardless, if you want to go and let us know who you are, we will give you a proud shout out beyond just your state. You got to go to Sports Dump Show on Twitter and reply to us or let us know who you are, and we will tell the world, unless you don't want to, which I can completely understand as well. Thank you, West Virginia. Only 17 more states to go. A couple of note I'd like to point out are Kentucky, where I have actually, not Kentucky, yes, Kentucky, where I've done a show for the University of Kentucky and John Calipari and root for that team often when it's not Carolina. Those are my two teams, front runner in college basketball. Also the state of Tennessee, where I lived for 2 years. Let's get that going together. And the state of Vermont, where my Uncle Frank lives. Those are the states I'd like to knock off next. We've got a bunch of other ones, but let's get to those first. Kansas might be nice, too, since it's near some Nebraskans, and I know some of them listen. That was our States Who Listen segment. Don't worry, it won't happen all that often. Ironically, speaking of, a segment that's happening very often, it's time, folks, for our NFL mock draft update. Now, this is not an update of our NFL mock draft, which will be coming out at some point, but rather this is an exploration on your behalf of NFL mock drafts in general and their uselessness specifically. So you don't have to look at any of these mock drafts. I will, folks. And what I've noticed now, as I've been looking at more and more of these, is there are certain kind of tropes that come. Obviously, there's the trades that they also mock. There's also in every one of these intros some disclaimer, some line that says, basically, I have no idea if this is going to work. I could get every single one of these picks wrong, but I'm doing it anyway, and you're reading it. That was our cough button. Sorry, it makes a cough. All right, so here's the line. This is our latest draft. Now, I will say it's been easy up to this point. I've only had to go to the websites that I normally look at, CBS Sportsline, ESPN. What are some other ones that I look at? Yahoo Sports, and also The Ringer. Sorry, I notice I chomp my teeth sometimes. I'm going to the dentist. I'll get that fixed for you guys. I apologize for the teeth chomping. Today's the first time I've had to go looking for a mock draft. Didn't have to look far. Went to Bleacher Report, another big site, and somebody put one out today. NFL mock draft, latest projections, entering the combine. But this went up today, and here's the line. I'm going to save you any of the picks or anything. Here's the line I'm talking about, the disclaimer. How much might workouts affect the first-round landscape? More than a little and less than completely. Okay. All right. Well, so that you can turn off that mock draft right there. However, thank you, Christopher Knox, for giving me some content today with your mock draft that is just as useful as all the other mock drafts. Now, the one person I'd like to actually give a shout out to, this is unusual in our mock draft segment here, but Yahoo Sports, okay? Yahoo Sports, their mock draft, and I'm going to have to look it up here, folks. I'm all by myself. I've got no producer. I'm helpless, basically. But Yahoo has done a pre-combine mock draft, and they've only done one. That's right, folks. Just one. And it was done on February 10th. So I'd like to give a shout out to Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports for only doing one pre-draft NFL mock draft. And he did it more than 2 weeks ago. So that's a nice, good pace there. Now, again, a lot of these people call themselves mock draft experts. I also call myself a mock draft expert, and you'll get my method in probably just a couple weeks. I'm only doing one mock draft. You know why? Because I'm an expert. And if you're an expert, you just have to do one. Okay, Mel, and the rest, there you go. That was your NFL mock draft expert for mock draft update by your mock draft expert for today. I will get those teeth fixed. Sorry about that, everyone. And I think that's about it for today. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good week. No, have a good day. I'll give you the have a good week tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, listen. Yeah, you know, I'll save you the tags. Listen tomorrow for the tags. Bye.